Come, Holy Spirit, our hearts inspire. Enlighten us with your celestial fire. For if you are with us, then nothing else matters. If you are not with us, then nothing else matters. Be with us, I pray. Amen. Please be seated. And good evening. Any kids in the room? Because I just got to say, this sermon was hell to write. It wasn't that hard to write. It was hard to print. Bill Gates, Beelzebub, I don't know who was involved in it, but thank goodness for Ginger. She bailed me out. If y'all remember my sermon from last year, I talked about feet, and I don't like them. I'm glad I have them, but they stink. I do not like them. We'll get through it. We will get through it. So Paul tells us, he returned to the table and said, "Do you know what I have done to you?" I'm sorry. Back that up. John tells us that he returned to the table and said in the gospel, "Do you know what I have done to you?" That's important because I find the phrasing here interesting. The one recognized by those present as the Messiah, the Christ, has just finished providing a service. And not just any service, but lowering himself to clean for the air in discussion the dirtiest part of the human body. His question again is, "Do you know what I have done to you?" As opposed to, "Do you know what I have done for you?" I think he is making it clear that the call to service is a burden. It is costly in many ways, and it can be a thankless endeavor. It will mean pain, physical, mental, or spiritual. It will mean distance from those we love at times. Remember, let the dead bury the dead. It will mean forsaking those you love because they don't always understand. It will mean answering a call that others can't hear. For him, it will mean his hanging on a cross until he died. Now, John doesn't let us in on whether the foot washing took place before or after he instituted the practice of what we call communion. He merely says the foot washing occurred during supper. The fact that he uses terminology of indictment rather than humility is reversed in the offering of the wine and the bread. Paul tells us that he gave thanks, took the bread, and offered it with the words, "This is my body that is for you." Big difference. I do this to you, and then I do this for you. As you come forward tonight to get your feet washed, I implore you, reflect on the service you were called to, what Christ has done to you, the price it has cost you. And then as you come to the altar, receive the sacraments, consider the blessings that Christ has done for you. When Carol elevates the consecrated offerings and tells you, "The gifts of God for the people of God, take them in remembrance that Christ died for you and feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving." Allow the burden that he put on you to blend with what he offers us daily. It will usually work out to where we can honestly say, "Almighty and ever-living God, we thank you for feeding us with the spiritual food of the most precious body and blood of your Son." And then later, send us out into the world to love and serve you. Amen.